listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 353. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 you epic human, and welcome back to another awesome podcast episode with me, your host, Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting. Now, today I'm bringing on the podcast a good friend of mine all the way from the good old US of A, Rebecca Lima, and she's going to be sharing her wisdom on a thing called the Power Hour. And this Power Hour is actually a game-changing strategy that has transformed the way countless business owners around the world approach their work on a day-to-day basis. And this small thing, aka the Power Hour, and this small amount of investment and time that you've got to put into your world every day can have significantly big returns with the impact of the Power Hour. So without further ado, let's jump straight into today's episode. Welcome to the show, Rebecca. So fun to see you again.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here with you today, Ange.
I just loved having you as a speaker inside of my paid community a couple months ago. The women absolutely adored you. And so I'm excited that listeners also get to hear your awesomeness today. So I'm really, really excited to have you here today.
Hey, thank you. Your community is like second to none. It's amazing. So thanks for having me there in here.
Goodness, yay. So today we're talking about the Power Hour and how this small investment can lead to great returns. But before we get into that, I always like to ask a fun question to my guests so that the audience can get to know them a little bit better. So my fun question to you is, what is your favorite memory as a child?
My favorite memory as a child. That is so interesting. You know what? It was going to my grandmother's house where she would be cooking, and then I had all of the cousins over, and it was just such a wholesome time. And what made it even better is that she was like an Italian woman giving all of us underage children wine mixed with sugar and water.
Oh my goodness, what a fun memory. You gotta love grandparents, do you know what I mean? Back in the day, anything was a go, you know? It was just like, come on down, you're ready to roll. So that's awesome. I love that. Now, yeah, the listener... Oh, sorry,
when she sees me with a glass of wine, I'm like, this is your fault.
Yeah, you're like, you started this at a very young age, that is hilarious. Now, the listeners out there today might not know who you are. So in a simple nutshell, can you tell the listeners what you do and what you get up for in business?
Sure. So I am Rebecca, originally from Brazil. I live here in Colorado right now. And my business is to grow other people's business. But most of all, I focus on women. I don't focus on fixing problems. I'm focusing on coaching the person. Mm-hmm. And I help them grow their business all the way to six, multi-six, and even seven figures in the half-assed way.
Yeah, dude, I love it. And that's the thing, like you say, half-assed way, but so many people overcomplicate things. They make things harder than what they need to be. And it actually can be a half-assed job if you choose to not overcomplicate it. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's a half-assed, but it's whole heart. You know, it's whole heart, because I feel like so many women sit in perfection for so long that if they just put the imperfect thing out in the world, lives will be changed day in, day out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is the other thing is, I think, you know, you talk about lives will be changed, right? But I think sometimes, especially because I too work specifically more with females than I do with men, but I think this notion that, like, when people aren't getting out there in the world, when people aren't doing things, when they're not selling themselves, when they're not doing half-assed, whatever you want to call it, is they're actually doing a disservice to all these people who could access them in their awesomeness. And so You know, do you also see that where it's like there's these amazing people who could just do amazing things, but they also hold themselves back?
Because I feel like high achieving women, their half ass is most people's whole ass, you know? Like what they can achieve, but they have this expectation for themselves that doesn't benefit anyone, right? Like, what's the point of being the most brilliant person that no one can access your brilliance? What's the point of being like the richest person in the cemetery, you know? And yeah, so I'm right there with you.
No, I love it. And gosh, again, I know we could talk about a million things, so I'll try and focus back to the power hour, because that's the thing. You and I do love to have a good chat. So power hour today. Now, side note, I've been using a power hour in my business for years and I love it. Our power hours, I think, are a little bit different, but the notion is still the same. Small investment, big return. However, most businesses may have never heard of even the concept of power hour. So can you please share with us what is the power hour, just to start with?
Sure. So Power Hour is a marketing system. It's basically, if you own a bakery, you would open those doors and you have like a procedure to do. So for me, Power Hour is how I open my business doors.
Mm-hmm. And is this something, so for you, is the Power Hour how you open and start your business every single day?
Every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so for you, I know we're going to talk about more in depth about the Power Hour, but give some context to the listeners about like, what are the benefits of the power hour? Why should they even consider a power hour?
Because we are second to everything else and everyone else in our lives, right? Like our business gets to be second to all the content that we help our clients create. Our mindset is second to everything else that we are, the mindset that we help our clients with. And our everything always comes last. And that's what I saw in my business, that I was giving brilliant ideas to my clients and they were going and implementing right away. And then I had nothing left for myself.
So
I created this power hour so I could open my business doors first. And it was such a line in the sand moment for me. I'm like, my business come first. And the power hour is single-handed the reason why I've reached multi-six figures in my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love that. So again, before they do anything else, power hour is how we do it. And that's how I did my, now when I say I did, people know me, people always say, what are you consistent with? The one thing that I've been consistent with in my years is my podcast. No matter what, one episode gets dropped a week, one newsletter goes out a week. Everything else, you never know with the ADHD brain. However, when I have big things going on, the power hour by far is the one thing that happens before I touch anything else. And now I don't want to share too much about my power hour yet. I will in a minute, because I think it's important for people to see how different power hours can look for each other. I want to go more into yours, because as you've talked about, yours is more coming from a place of a marketing system, something that you do every day before you do everything else. So can you explain what this looks like? Are there certain steps within your power hour, aka the marketing system? Like, walk us through what it actually looks like.
Sure. So the first thing that you do is just plan your day. And I know that's super simple. And that is the point of the power hour, for you to be super simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second step is what I call the 3-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as easy as 3-2-1. So you could, every day you connect with three new people,
yep,
right? Three new people. And it's not like connecting in a sense of, hey, Angela, buy from me. It's like just connecting and growing your audience, because everybody knows somebody who needs you.
Mm-hmm.
The second step is following up with two people. Every day, follow up with two. And again, it's not like, Angela, you didn't buy from me last week. Buy from me today. No, it's like, hey, Angela, I saw that you just went on vacation. How was it? Connecting, transforming that connection into an actual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then your one is a call to action post or live every workday, because now I transform that connection to a relationship. And now what I'm using is content attraction marketing. So I'm going to attract you through my content.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Every single day. 3-2-1.
So you get into the office or wherever you're working, a cafe, and you're like, one, I'm going to plan my day. And I agree. Simplicity is something that, again, we overlook. But I've said this on the podcast, I'll keep saying this. So simplicity scales. This is where you don't have to overcomplicate it. And for us high achievers who think we have to be doing more, it's actually about retraining our brain to do less. A very hard thing for most of us to do. So they go in, they plan their day. The next thing is they do the 3-2-1, which is three is connect with three new people, two is follow up with two people, and one is to do a call to action post. What happens next?
What happens next is now that you've done your marketing for the day, you've opened your doors for business. So now we're going to have to deal with the things that are happening behind the scenes, which is mindset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I asked 3 questions. There are neuroscience-based ways for you to shift your thinking and get deep into mindset every single day. Because mindset was one of those things that was really abstract. I never really made a point to work unless, you know, journal here and there. But these 3 questions have changed my life and business.
Love it. Share away, my friend.
Yeah. So the first one is, what can I do today that my future self would thank me for?
So what can I do today that my future self would thank me for? Yep.
And this is how we get out of perfectionism and we start getting productive instead of busy, because we have a tendency to get this immense validation for checking stuff off instead of just being productive.
Yes.
The second question is a pretty simple one. It's pretty straightforward. What is on my mind? And this is emotional decluttering. We don't give ourselves enough time in space to just check in and say, hey, what's going on inside of my heart today?
And again, I think that is important, because I talk often about decluttering collectively, right? And most people think decluttering is simply like decluttering your home, getting rid of physical objects or things that you no longer need. But being able to also have that emotional declutter, being able to also declutter from things like social media is another thing. Like, what are you putting into your brain every day? I think is so important. I just love this emotional decluttering, because we store so much, but by writing it out on paper or however people do it, some people will talk it out into a voice recorder. It just frees you up for so much more, right? And it also, for me, stems this place of gratitude. So I absolutely adore that question.
Yes, thank you. For me, when I didn't do this, it was like me carrying all these bricks day in, day out, right? Mm-hmm. Like the emotions of my challenges, the emotions of my marriage, of my kids, of my clients. And this is a way for me to just put everything down on paper. And that way I'm not carrying bricks in my book bag anymore.
Yeah, dude, I love it. And the third question?
The third question is actually a manifestation visualization hack. Mm-hmm. If my goals had already happened, I would. This is your dream casting. This is you going, okay, I'm already leaving my dream house. I'm putting out my dream offers and this is what's happening. It's how your brain connects to that one moment in time that you can emotionally anchor to bring manifestation to life.
Mm-hmm. And so the question is, if my goals had already happened and then they're inserting the blanks, my life would look like this or my business would look like this. Is that what they're like? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
You talked about anchoring. Can you talk a little bit more about like what does anchoring mean and why is it so important?
Sure. So anchoring is anything that your mind can actually go there. The way that I like to think, if you think about trauma, right? Like trauma can be like a bookmark in the story of your life.
Mm.
And anchoring is basically a bookmark in the story of your dreams.
Mm. Okay,
so
I love
when
that.
You think about like, this is my dream, right? My dream house. What is one day is going to look like? And you see yourself there making coffee, your new coffee maker, and you have that one moment in time where you're actually putting that bookmark in where your life is going to go. Then when you get there, you're going to be like, yeah, I created this.
Because again, you're already visualizing, manifesting, seeing it as if it's already happened, even though it hasn't. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And you're connecting the feelings, because that's the importance of anchors, right? Mm. It makes you feel something. A lot of times blanket manifestations don't come true because we don't attach a feeling to it. Mm-hmm. But when you journal and you let yourself go there and those things come true and you connect with the feeling of it, then you bring that to life much faster.
Now, I know obviously when they're asking these three questions, they're writing it down, and that's all well and good to do like those initial three questions. And again, keeping things simple. But what are your thoughts overall just about being able to journal every single day? Because I think this is where, I mean, I poo-pooed journaling for many years, but then as a business consultant, I thought, it's my responsibility, I felt, to do journaling, to do hypnotherapy, to try, work with healers, to try a whole bunch of different things. Because even though it might not work for me, or that's not what I want to do, I wanted my women in business to be able to have a tool, like an all-you-can-eat buffet, pick and choose what they need and what feels good. However, journaling is one of the things that when I do it consistently, everything feels better. What are your thoughts about like just the importance of writing in general?
For me, journaling is kind of like water for your soul. You know, we underestimate the power of the simple, mundane things, right? Mm-hmm. Like you want to change your life, go to bed on time, drinking your water, emotionally declutter, do the simple things. But we tend to go to the quick, the instant gratification. And I feel like when things start working, that's when we let go of things because we get a little bit bored.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then subconsciously, there's a lot of hustle addiction, right? Like those energetic addictions that you are driven to the hustle. So you end up creating opportunity to hustle by not doing the things that are working. It's kind of like people go to therapy and they start feeling better. They're like, I don't need therapy anymore. Well, the whole reason why you're feeling bad is because you're going.
Exactly right. And then they stop, you know, and they don't. Yeah. Yes. They don't get me started about therapy. You know, like I'm an ex-therapist myself and there's benefits, but I also think there's other things that can work to like, again, the anchoring you're talking about, getting things repetitive, because one or two times of going to therapy doesn't give your neural pathways what they need and your body that physical feeling reaction to recover from whatever you're going there in the first place. So it's like there's so much money spent on just therapy and it can work for some people. But there's so many other things that can also happen. But that's a whole other podcast
episode. That's a whole other podcast. That's enough. You know, but I am going to make a side note of that because I believe that powerful women, they heal by doing. So our business is like such an amazing healing outlet for us.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And I think, I mean, healing comes in so many different ways, right? And that's where I think we minimize, even say journaling, for example. It can be so simple, but yet, like you said, feeling our soul. Right? Feeling happy again, feeling that little bit of like a new way in our body, right? Like, oh, this feels really good. But then sometimes we'll go back to the old way. But every time you get a little bit of that glimpse into that feeling of goodness, it just helps to rewire and settle. So I'm all about healing. It can come in so many beautiful ways. So with the Power Hour, they've planned their day. They've done the 3-2-1. They've done their three mindset questions. Anything else that they need to do within their Power Hour?
There are a couple of other things that I do. So I'll write 5 goals as if they already had happened.
Yep. So do you want to explain that for someone who may not have heard that before?
Sure. So for instance, I want to move to the beach instead of saying I want a beach house, because if you keep on that energy of wanting, that means that you don't yet have it. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I say, I am so happy and grateful for my new house here at the beach. So I write things down as if they're already there. I love that my offer sold out. I am so excited that this thing already happened. So I speak as if it had already happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else that I do is I track my money every day because it's not bookkeeping. So I do have a little money tracker right here on my Power Hour book, my Power Hour journal. So I write how much money I'm making, because if I'm putting zeros too many days in a row, I need to shift something.
Mm-hmm.
I like to make money every day. And then the last thing is I choose to believe, because we think that for the same way that you feel about therapy, I feel about mindset. Even though I'm a mindset coach, I feel like so many people get stuck in the mindset trap where they feel like things are not happening because their mindset is not there. In reality, they just need to implement a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the mindset catches up, because your mindset is actually never going to be there until you seek the validation, right? Mm-hmm. Until you get that validation, the proof that it's working. So I write my chosen beliefs, and that's what I do.
And do you want to just share like an example of like a chosen belief? Like, how would you write that? Because I think the thing is in the world of manifestation, in the world of goals, you know, and all those things, people are saying like, most people like will have heard it to be like, I want, I desire, I need, I whatever. And so I like when guests like you come on board because we're showing them a different way of how the brain works and why doing it this way works better. So when you say I choose to believe, is there an example of how you would frame that?
Yeah, for sure. So right now I was triggered because there is this other person who is doing something. And I was like, oh, I'm so triggered by this. So instead of, you know, being jealous or envious, I just, like, I say, okay, what can I choose about me that would be really empowering without taking away from her, right? Mm-hmm. Because success is not a seesaw. I don't have to take away from anybody for me to have it. So I just wrote down, I am a sought-after coach. Mm-hmm. And that was a very empowering belief system for something that instead of triggering me and me going through the rabbit hole of not enoughness, I just say, okay, what is an empowering thought that I'm sought after?
Mm, love it. And I just think, again, these slight changes on how you reframe things can make the biggest difference, you know? And again, not overcomplicating things. So again, this has been brilliant. They plan their day, 3, 2, 1. They do the mindset. They write down their goals for the day. Again, as if they've already achieved them. They track their money every day. And I can't agree more about what you focus on grows, right? And so when you track something, I think it's really important because like you said, it's energy like attracts like. But also, like you were saying, if you get 2 or 3 days in a row and there's $0 in, why is that? What do I need to do differently? And I love the choose to believe. Absolutely brilliant. Now, for those, sometimes people are visual learners, right? Sometimes people like to see things versus hearing things. I know I learn very differently. I'd love to know, where can listeners connect with you? Where can they find you, see you in action, specifically even around the Power Hour?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram, Rebecca with one C. So it's Rebecca Lima, L-I-M-A. coach, and just send me a DM saying Power Hour, and you can actually see me doing my Power Hour step by step in action.
Dude, I love it. And there's one final question before we wrap up this epic episode, which is, looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
I wish I had known that my success was inevitable. Mm-hmm. And now the failures would lead me to exactly where I needed to go, instead of being so failure. I had so much fear of failing that I kept myself small for a long time.
Mm, gosh, that's powerful. And failure is just such a sneaky little thing. You know, I was speaking with my daughter once and she was talking about her report card and she's like, oh, mom, I failed. And I said, but did you?
Yes.
She's like, well, I got a D. I can't remember exactly what it was, but she's like, I got this. And I was like, but did you fail or did you thrive? She was like, but mom, she said, the teacher said, I need to work on this. I said, yes, you might need to work on this, but why have you attached that meaning of failure? Maybe it's like that D is exactly what you need to help you grow into something else. But the way they framed it. So we had this conversation. I said, great, let's go get ice cream. And she's like, go get ice cream. Cause I can't remember a D or an F, whatever it was. And I was like, yes. So it's even funny that at that young age, they start to, you know, tell themselves what failure is and isn't. And I think, as parents, you mean being able to have those conversations and show them a different way, because I know my parents didn't. Those conversations would never have happened. And we definitely wouldn't have gone and ate an ice cream, do you know what I mean, for celebrating. They were like, why didn't you, you know, so I don't know, just like these beautiful conversations to help change the future generations. But failure, I just always say, is such a blessing. There's so many lessons from it. Even though when we're in it, we're like, why the hell is this happening? This is shit. Do you know what I mean? I don't like this. And then you're like, oh, when you come out of it, you're like, okay, now I get it. That was the lesson. Now,
so I created a small mantra that I teach myself, either I learn or I earn, either way I win.
Oh gosh, that's great. I earn or I learn, either way I win. That's brilliant. That's a great one, Rebecca. I love it. Now, for those listeners wanting to connect with Rebecca, make sure you head over to Instagram, connect with her over there. We'll make sure that we've got all of our links inside of the show notes over at angelahenderson.com.au. But from someone who's had Rebecca inside of my paid program, she's an absolute weapon. She is also just such a She's like energy, you know, you want to be around her, you know, and she's a loving human. So make sure that you connect with Rebecca. But for now, you amazing human, I hope you have a beautiful day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Thanks again, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.